Romans chapter 15. So we then who are strong ought to carry the weaknesses of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let each one of us please his neighbour for his good to building up. For even Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached you fell upon me. So then, putting up with others' weaknesses and being the one who has to carry the other by forgiving, by being patient, by not demanding that they act differently, etc. By putting up in this context with the weakness of those who say that, no, you're not allowed to eat meat. Those, or putting up with those who think that it's okay to eat some meat that's been offered to an idol. All that is the spirit of what Jesus did on the cross, because he says we should carry the weakness of the weak because Jesus didn't please himself and because he carried the reproaches of men. So all the time, Jesus on the cross is our example because he lived the life that he did on the and died the life that he died on the cross. That then should be our pattern. So, for whatever things are written aforetime were written for our learning, that we, through patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. So this is where the Bible becomes personal, that the Bible comforts us and encourages us to personally have patience. Now, the God of patience, the God who's always enduring and putting up with all our weaknesses, the God of patience and of all comfort, may he give you the gift of being like-minded, having the same mind according to the mind of Christ Jesus. So you see, God can give you mental attitudes so that with one heart and with one mouth you may together glorify the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. So the weak and the strong, those who are spiritually mature and those who aren't, Paul asks that they might be given the opportunity to all the same be of one mind in praising God together. So receive one another, even as Christ also received you to the glory of God. For I say that Christ has been made a servant, a minister of the circumcision, that is, the Jews, for the truth of God, to confirm the promises made to the fathers. So the promises made to the fathers were the promises of the new covenant, the promises that we would inherit the earth, that we would be the seed of Abraham, that we would find everlasting life in inheriting the earth forever. And the death of Jesus confirmed all that as true, so that the Gentiles might glorify God for his mercy, as it is written, "For this cause I will praise you among the Gentiles and sing unto your name." And again he says, "Rejoice, you Gentiles, with his people," that's along with the Israelites. And again, "Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles." And "Rejoice before him, all you peoples." And again he says, "There will be the root of Jesse," and that's Jesus, "and he that shall arise to reign over the Gentiles, and in him shall the Gentiles trust. Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope in the power of the Holy Spirit." So then God can fill you with mental attitudes, with all joy and peace in believing. And that is, he says, through the power of the Holy Spirit. So the Holy Spirit then is God's gift to us so that we might feel and think differently, that we might have a spirit, an attitude of joy and peace. And this is what we so need, because you can't force yourself to change how you think and feel, but God can. And this is the whole point of the gift of the Spirit. "And I myself also am persuaded of you, my brothers, that you also are full of goodness, filled with all knowledge, able also to encourage each other. But I write a bit more boldly unto you in some way, in order to put you in remembrance of this, because of the grace that is given to me of God, that I should be the minister of Jesus Christ to you Gentiles, serving the gospel of God, that the offering up of the Gentiles might be made acceptable, being sanctified by the Holy Spirit. That is, if these Gentiles whom he'd baptized were filled with the Holy Spirit and had the mind of God and of Jesus, then the sacrifice would be acceptable. So all the time, the emphasis is on the importance of being spiritually minded. And I have therefore much glorying in Christ Jesus in the things which pertain to God. I won't dare to speak of any of those things which Christ Jesus has not worked through me amongst the Gentiles in order to make them obedient by word and deed, through mighty signs and wonders, by the power of the Spirit of God, so that from Jerusalem all the way round about, even to Illyricum, I fully preach the gospel of Christ. Yes, so have I strived. I've tried to preach the gospel, not where Christ had already been named, so that I might not build upon another man's foundation, but as it is written, to whom he had not been spoken of, they will see, and they who have not heard will understand. So that's what we should be trying to do, to bring people to understand Jesus, who have not heard from about him before. I think that's more important than really endlessly arguing with people who are already Christians. Wherefore also, I was hindered many times from coming to you, but now, as I have no more place in these regions, and having for many years a longing to come to you, whenever I can take my journey to Spain, I will come to you. So you see, Paul was ambitious. He was ambitious to even preach as far as Spain. And he thought that he could go there maybe via Rome. And then he said, you can bring me on my way towards Spain, if firstly I can be somewhat filled up and satisfied with your company. But now I'm going up to Jerusalem to serve the saints who are there, because it's been the goodwill of those of Macedonia and Achaia to make a contribution for the poor among the believers who are at Jerusalem. Yes, it has been their goodwill, and their debtors they are. For if the Gentiles have been made sharers of their spiritual things, because the gospel is the hope of Israel, then their duty is also to minister to them in human things. So when therefore I've accomplished this and have sealed to them this fruit, I will come via you to Spain. And I know that when I come to you, I will come in the fullness of the blessing of Christ. Now I beg you, brothers, by our Lord Jesus Christ and by the love of the Spirit, that you strive together with me in your prayers to God for me, that I may be delivered from those who are unbelievers in Judea, so that my ministry which I have for Jerusalem may be accepted by the saints, so that I might come to you in joy through the will of God. Now the God of peace be with you all. Amen.